Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. I'm your host, Bethany Clemenson, and I'm thrilled that you decided to spend time with us here today. I'm honored to introduce you to my guest, Teresa Davis. Teresa is the founder of The Profit Influencer. She helps others with marketing and advertising in their small businesses, and she's also a TEDx speaker and has her TEDx talk on the Rise Above Youth Summit. Teresa is a powerhouse. She has overcome obstacles in her life to become a person of influence, to become the type of person that really creates their life, not someone that just exists through it. She truly is an example of someone living a big life. So, Teresa, welcome to Dialed In.
Thank you, Bethany, and thank you for having me. It's an honor. We also serve on the John Maxwell team together, and you know, you've been a wonderful resource to us all.
Well, thank you. It's very interesting how when you become part of an organization like the John Maxwell team, that you just really get connected with people from all over the world. I have people that I'm friends with now in Australia and Africa, and it's incredible. So I'm thrilled to have you here and to have you bring your wisdom and your hope and your encouragement to our listeners. So one thing that I always ask guests is just to share a bit of their story and what it means to live a big life for you. And I know that's wide open, but you can share whatever is on your heart, and I'll ask questions as I'm prompted. So share with us today about living big, Teresa.
Well, I think for me, it started young. Not that I felt like I should patrol behaviors on the play yard, but I felt that you should model your life so others could grow from you. And I felt that since a young age. I grew up very poor. A distinguishing moment was for me in the sixth grade, we moved 12 times.
Wow. So
I got all these certificates in the sixth grade for achievement, and I didn't receive them until the ninth grade. Someone pulled them out of my file and gave them to me. But I always, because we were poor, I would always hear that I was not enough or I didn't have enough. And I made a vow to myself that those words would never come out my mouth towards anyone. And it was my desire to change the world and their thinking as far as everybody has something to bring to the table, whether you're a doctor or someone who didn't even finish high school. Everybody has something to contribute. Some of my best friends didn't get an opportunity to finish college or even high school. They're now 80 and 90, but they are so wise and have lived such a full life, and that's what I'm committed to do.
I love that.
And for me, it's about serving others.
So it sounds like you do a whole lot of different things when you're serving people. Can you share some of the things that you're involved in and maybe some of the impact that's had?
Sure. Well, you mentioned my business, the Profit Influencer, and it's essentially I have an online platform where I teach marketing and how to steer your business. It's geared towards small businesses and those who want to start a small business and the steps you take to do so. But I'm also active in different youth organizations, doing a lot of youth empowerment, and making sure our local kids in our community are provided for. I'm the executive board president of the Homeschool Association in California, which serves 600 schools. So, yeah, it is very much important to me to walk my talk. As far as service and modeling, the word came to me, perfect behavior, because, of course, I make mistakes. But showing people what gratitude can do, what a life of service. For me, it's not all about income. It's about everybody doing their part.
When you have the opportunity to talk with youth, what are things that you tell them?
I think the most important things are that they're loved and they're valued. I've been a foster parent for, 30 years. Most of my adult life, that was the first thing I did when I was 18, was I got a larger home, and I've had foster kids in my home my entire adult life, because there are kids out there that need to be poured into. They need that love and security. And it wasn't even about the money. Many of the kids that have come and stayed have run away from the system and just need a warm place, someone that will receive them and love them for who they are and promote them to seek out their dreams, to finish high school, and hopefully go to college.
Wow, that's a very impactful position to be in. As you're talking, it makes me think of a movie I just watched called Instant Family, and it's based on a true story where this couple adopts three foster kids. One of them's a teenager, and the other two are elementary school age. And just the story of how love can be so healing, how they stuck with the kids no matter what, no matter what the behaviors were, no matter what happened, they just loved them well. And you can see in the movie how that healed them from the inside out. And I think that's so impactful. I imagine your journey with foster parenting probably wasn't always easy.
Oh, no. I've even worked in high schools in the local area. For a while, I coached football. I was the only female football coach that was wearing heels and lipstick on the football field. These kids, they feel me in a different way. And I don't usually intend for them to fill my cup. But one young man, he came to school, and I was the resource officer. And I had to, unfortunately, bust him for having drugs. And I remember I was in my office, and he was sitting in front of my office door, and he said, "You know, I could stab you right about now." And I said, "Well, I don't think that would be a good choice." And he's like, "There's nobody to save you." And I said, "Well, you know, there's consequence. It's not about what's going to happen to me. I'm more concerned about what happens to you." Long story short, I didn't see the young man for 2 years, and he showed up at another school I was involved in. And he came in, and he missed breakfast. And I had walked in. It was around lunchtime with a bag full of sandwiches for the staff. And he said, "I'm hungry," and the lady said, "Well, you missed snack." And I offered him a sandwich. And he said, "Why would you do that?" And I said, he's like, "I threatened. You know, I was going to hurt you." And I said, "You were just scared. And everything's great." You know, and I embraced them and I said, here's your fresh start. If you go this semester and make good grades, let's do something fun. And I got to bless this young man by taking him to a university basketball game and having him spend time with my older teens. It was so rewarding to see that he realized it was a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And that he controls his destiny. And some of the most difficult students I have had have done things with their life in a positive way, and they've come back to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
They said, my own parents wouldn't even go to graduation. You were there. And I said, I'm so proud. You are one of my kids. I want to be there for all the milestones. You don't have to be biological for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes we just need someone to give us some hope and maybe even borrow their belief until we can foster our own in ourselves. I know in my life, some of my biggest turning points have happened when somebody believed in me and gave me hope when I didn't believe in myself. And it could be a stranger. I mean, and oftentimes for me, it was a stranger, more so than the people that were closest to me. And I think the power of us seeing the need and filling it wherever we're at, whatever is in front of you, it's indescribable. You never know the impact that you will have if you just do what's in front of you. I believe that things are put in front of us for a reason. And oftentimes when we help others, we're helping ourselves too. You know, the reward you get and the feeling of knowing that you've made a difference, I don't even know how to describe that.
I also am grateful that my children are a part of the experience because I want them to live lives of gratitude and reaching back. Or I don't like the word reaching mm-hmm. back, but supporting mm-hmm. those in their community to make the right decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like my son, my 19-year-old son, he's so cute. He's in college. All through high school, and even now, he tells his friends, you know my mom, there'll be no cussing, you know, no words that are could hurt someone's feelings. You will be respectful to my mom. It's yes, ma'am. And so even their friends want to go serve in, with us when I ask them. We volunteer at churches. We, you know, do youth events. If someone calls me and say, oh, we have a project, we help the big brothers, big sisters with different projects when they're, you know, running behind or we have time in our schedule. You know, we help with the food pantry at the big university in town because they need to see all aspects of mm-hmm. what a life of service looks like.
I love that. I thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing what's on your heart this morning. I greatly appreciate it. I'm sure listeners are wondering how they can connect with you. Teresa, can you share the best way for people to get connected?
Sure. My email is Teresa, Theresa, at theprofitinfluencer.com. They can also find me on Facebook under my name or Dr. Teresa Speaks on Instagram.
Perfect. If you, listeners, if you aren't in a place that you can write this down, no worries. All of this information will be in the show notes. Also, you can find Teresa on the Rise Above Youth Summit. You can search that on Facebook, or you can go to riseaboveyouthsummit.com, and it will take you to a free summit for youth and for anyone who works with youth or anyone who is just living in the times we're living in. Because there's all kinds of speakers in this summit, and they will help you navigate change, mindset, leadership, all kinds of things that can help you grow and be the best version of you and live a big life. Again, that information will be in the show notes as well. I always like to wrap up with a few teaching points every time I talk with a guest. And Teresa, here's what I pulled out from our conversation. Now, there were many more than just these three, but listeners, I'll leave you with these three. Number one, anyone can make a difference. Number two, your worthiness comes from inside of you. And number three, when you help others, they help you right back. So start where you are today. Do what you can. Look at see what's in front of you and how you can support the people around you. Be safe out there. Stay healthy. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.